Awesome. Can we, everyone, rise to our feet? Thank you, choir, for leading us to exalt the Lord. So can we all just lift up our hands and open your mouth and just bless the Lord? Don't forget, we have come to the last Sunday in the 8th month of the year. Gradually, we are coming to the end of the year. And I know it's not going to be the end of your life. No matter the situation in the land, God will continue to take care of you. Would you like to thank the Lord? Just bless Him. Bless Him in your own word. Bless Him. Say, Father, I am grateful. 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 Come on, exalt the Lord. I am grateful. Let your gratefulness show forth your gratefulness unto the Lord. Let your gratitude go from this house unto God of heaven. Give Him praise from the beginning of this 8th month. Today is the 25th day. In the course of the week, we are going to come to the end of the month. Exalt the Lord. Give Him praise. 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 He's worthy. He's worthy. Don't forget to thank Him for food on your table. Don't forget to thank Him for sound health. Remember His preservation of your going out and your coming in. Thank Him. Thank Him for meeting all your needs. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. Before I ask us to worship the Lord further, and then I bring up the word of the Lord, can you please, let's have Psalm 124. Psalm 124. If you can have it on the screen. I had this word in my spirit, man. Escape. Escape. Somebody under the sound of my voice, whether in this house or watching online, I declare that for the rest months in this year, this word will work for you. You will escape all manners of evil. In your going out and in your coming in, you will escape what the Bible calls the snare of the fowlers. In the mighty name of Jesus, in your coming in your going out, when you sleep, in whatever you do, this scripture will work in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In verse 7, he says, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Somebody understand my voice. I don't care. Evil programs against you, evil agenda from hell that has been set. I don't care. You are going to escape. And at the end of this year, you will say you have escaped. I just heard that word, escape. 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 Escape.
But one more time, look at it from verse 1. If it has not been the law, who was on our side? Now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord, who was on our side? When men, what did they do? They rose not to play with us, but against us. Against us. Against you. They will have swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. The waters had overwhelmed us. The streams had gone over our soul. It's a battle of soul. It's a battle of mind. The proud waters had gone over our soul. But you know what? Verse 6, can we all read it together? Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Can we take it again? Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. One more time, please. Blessed be the Lord who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. What happened? Verse 7. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Last verse, verse 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Would you like to thank him? Who is your helper? Would you like to thank him? Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. For in the past, he has been your helper. For in the past, he has caused you to escape all manners of evil. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. The Lord is making way of escape for you. Just thank him for the past victory. Exalt him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you from January till today. Thank you over our lives as individuals, as family, as a ministry, even as a nation. We may not have it all fine, but yet you are saying thank you. We are grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank. 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 Take all the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give thanks. Let's take this song. Let's worship him. Most High God of heavens, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, to God, King of nations. Hallelujah, to God, no, one more time, Most High, God of heavens, Most High, ruler of the earth. Most King of Nations, hallelujah to God, Most High.
Master, God of heavens, Master, ruler of the earth, Master, King of nations, hallelujah to God Most High. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord, the omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Potent reigner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Time. Hallelujah. For the Lord, the omnipotent way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I say concerning you throughout the remaining months and days in this year, you and all yours will escape. You will escape all manners of evil. You will escape death. You will escape kidnapping. You will escape armed robbery. You will escape all manners of evil. Evil will not catch up with you. When you are going, evil will not catch up with you. In your going out and in your coming in, evil will not overtake you. You will not meet evil. Evil will not meet you. When you sleep, evil will not meet you. The Lord will make a way of escape for you. In the name of Jesus. Look at me. The Lord brought this scripture to me. It became life. How Cain deceived Abel to say, come. I want to show you something. Let's go to the field. And Abel never expects that his own brother is planning to take his life. Can I warn you? Be very careful. Be very careful. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Why you can say, it's my brother, it's my this, it's my friend, I trust him, I do this, I do that. Watch it. I saw this scripture. Enemy is planning it concerning someone here. Enemy is planning it concerning someone under the voice of this meeting. Your haters. Somebody who cannot stand the testimony of your life. What you are thinking, what is this the Lord has done, is just a minor thing. Somebody is not happy about your promotion, about your testimony, and is planning evil. So watch it. Watch your back. Let Holy Spirit guide you. Lift up your two hands. I heard the word, but I've also added counsel for you. So you have heard it. It's up to you. I say concerning you, no matter how close that enemy may be, who have decided to sell you out, who have decided to do wickedly against you, against your spouse, against your children, to do any evil against your property and against all that is yours, whether living or not living, I declare by angelic intervention, you will escape. 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 Enemy will be taken by surprise that you escape. The Lord will make a way of escape for you, and your enemy will be put to shame. It is well with you. Throughout this year, you escape. You are victorious. You are more than conqueror. 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 Through Christ who loves you, give him praise, exalt him. Father, thank you for making way of escape for me. Even no matter the inflation in the land, the Lord is making way of escape for me. All my needs are met financially. In all areas, the Lord is making a way of escape. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Please be seated in the Lord's presence. Amen. Thank you. Our beautiful echoes of possibilities, grace and more grace in Jesus' name. Yeah, I would like us to sit back and get ready for the word of the Lord today. I strongly believe this word is going to cause your shift to your next level. Can you say amen ahead of that? Ahead of that next level, can you say a louder amen? You see, the essence of the word of God is to make us better. It's to make us better. To improve our knowing and to empower us spiritually. So, be eager to hear the word. But much more, be eager to produce by the word. To produce by the word. Let's run. Proverbs 23 verse 7. Proverbs 23 verse 7. The Bible says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but in his heart, it is not with you. Again, let me go back to that issue of escape. Even though I want to use the first phrase or the first sentence of this scripture, for as he think in his heart, so is he. But look at the last sentence. It says, eat and drink, he said to you. But what about his heart? It's not his with. His heart not with you. Be careful. Watch it. Watch your back. Don't just trust without depending on divine leaders. Don't just assume somebody has it with you. Again, you will escape in the name of Jesus. So the Bible says, for as he thinks in his heart, so
You see, as a man think in his heart, so you see. Let me share with you on this word I titled, Thinking Your Way to Victory. Thinking Your Way to Victory. Now, from this scripture, it is clear that a man's life moves in the direction of his dominant thoughts. Your life moves in the direction of your dominant thoughts. Whatever thought that is dominating your heart, that is the direction of your life. That is you, and that is the direction of your life. I want to challenge your thought today. Number one, two objectives. I want to challenge you to think scripturally. Then I want to challenge you to engage your thinking. That's my objective. You are created to think. Your thinking is part of your strength. Now, whatever you think and will think, begin to form an image of it in your heart. And by the time the image is formed, listen, nothing can stop you. Why? The image is formed already. It is called power of imagination. How does power of imagination, or how does imagination comes? It is as a result of thought. So concerning the builders of the Tower of Babel, God said, look at your imagination. They are unstoppable. And God said, I want to go and see, because nothing can stop them. It is as powerful as that. Every house built that is seen physically has first been imagined. Praise God. Then the one sketching the drawing, architect, you call the fellow, right? He's drawing based on imagination. Based on imagination. Based on imagination. Now, the one that is the builder who contacted the architect is saying, the kind of house that I want to build, it has not been built before. But you see, I want the sitting room to be like this, my study room to be here, my this room to be of this size, and so on. And so he's thinking. Then he engaged somebody to say, can you help me with this piece of land? Is it possible? And at the end of the day, people see the building, the physical building, say, wow, we've never seen this kind of a thing before. Do you know that what people call today 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom, whatever bedroom, somebody started it. Somebody imagine it first. You see, your thought and your imagination makes you original. Should I repeat that? If you will not live a shadow life, you must engage your thoughts and your imagination, so that you will not continue to copy what you see around. You are original. God created you original. There is no second of you. But if you will not engage your thinking, you cannot become your original. You cannot. So you see your life move in the direction your thought moves. So your thinking is your receiving instrument. Whatever you are going to receive, even from God, whatever you are going to receive, even from life, your receiving instrument is your thinking. As you think it, you become it. Now, another thing about thinking is that as you also think it, you begin to believe it. As you think and think and think, it begins to form a belief system in your heart. So as you think, you believe it, you become it. So you become what you believe. And you receive what you believe. I repeat, you become what you believe. And you receive what you believe. That is how powerful thinking is. Now, Benjamin Franklin quoted, he says, if everyone is thinking alike, he says, then no one is thinking. If everyone is thinking alike, then no one is thinking, says Benjamin Franklin. And that answers to even the problem of our nation. It's as if nobody is thinking something different. Let me challenge you. Before now, there is nothing like storing data in the cloud, right? So now that we have it, is it just there? Did God just created it? Are we together? Did God just created it? Did God just wake up maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago and said, no, now I need to recreate in the cloud storage ability or capacity? Did God just did that? No. Listen, until somebody think it, that, oh, this is an opportunity here. Let's do something about this. Again, there was a time there was no electricity. There was a time all they have for telephoning system is the box. It's as big as this thing. Then gradually, the Turaya. Then gradually, fast forward to the days, our day now, where we have smartphone. Now, did God just created all this thing? No. But you know what? Until somebody think it. Until somebody think it. Then that solution, that opportunity will remain unused. The same thing with your life. There are solutions. There are opportunities. There are grace and multiple grace that you carry, potentials inside of you. That until God open your eyes, as you engage your thinking through the Spirit of God, you can never know. You can never see. Until God open your eyes. And my prayer is, God, through this teaching, will open your eyes. Can I hear your louder amen? Listen, with all of this problem in our nation, petrol, this and that, power problem, if God will open your heart, there is a solution for it. And in few years to come, you'll be so shocked that out of what we call waste products today are materials, are blessings. Let's move further. To stop thinking is to start thinking. To stop thinking is to start thinking. I mean, positive thinking now. So don't overthink. Rather, think over. Don't overthink your challenge. Instead, think over. John Cale said, I like what the future holds. I don't like thinking about the past. That's why many are sinking. Your thinking is in the past. You are thinking reversely. So as you think the past, you are living in the past. Don't think past. If at all you are going to think past, pick lessons. What are the mistakes? What are lessons to learn and move forward? Use that to guide your life. Think what the future holds for you. Think what God has for you. Think the word of God. Now, this is one of the oldest quotes about thoughts I have come across. It says, watch your thoughts, for it become your words. Watch your words, they become your action. Watch your action, they become your habit. Watch your habit, for it becomes your character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. So from thoughts to destiny, that is how serious it is. Watch your thoughts. That's the direction for your destiny. Thoughts leads on to purpose. Thoughts leads on to purpose. Purpose leads on to action. Action form habits. Habits decide our character. And then character again decide our destiny. Watch your thoughts. And I'm going to show you why your thoughts is so important. Don't forget, as he is thinking in his heart, so is he. Whatever you are thinking, that is who you are. You see, that is why devil engage heart of human being so much. The battle is the battle of the mind. Get this straight. Your soul is the battlefield. So you have to watch what goes on there. Are you following me? You have to watch what goes on, thoughts that goes on in your heart. So why thoughts so important? Number one, because your emotions follow your thought line. That's number one reason. Your emotions follow your thought line. That's the number one reason why your thought is important. Now, God has made man in a way that your physical and emotional health follow your thinking pattern. I've seen people break down for no reason. Health break down because of their thinking. Machines scan everywhere. What's the sickness? Nothing is sick. Only the heart is sick. And then because the heart is sick, as a result of thought, the mind is sick. The emotions are down. All the muscles, all the body system break down. In the power company, there is what they call system collapse. One system collapse, everywhere suffer for it. Darkness. So when there is a lot of negative thought in the body, the entire body system will collapse. Doctors can check and check and check. Nothing. They can lay hands on and, oh, this is the reason. Yet, the whole body is sick. The head is aching. The body, everywhere, pains. The real sickness is in the heart. Why? Both the thoughts and the emotion of a man, the emotional health, have been fabricated together. As you think, so you are. Are you following what I'm saying? As you think, so you are. So that is why you must ensure you have a healthy emotion as a result of positive thinking. Thinking the word of God, so that before the blessing come, the health has not become deteriorated. Glory to Jesus. So your thinking pattern is your life pattern. Your thinking pattern, that's your life pattern. That's your health pattern. Again, your life move in the direction of your dominant thoughts. Your thoughts can shape your feeling. And your feeling can shape your action. When you see people that are aggressive, depressed, whatever feeling, it is a sign of what is going on in their thoughts and in their mind. And why do you need to be emotionally stable? Because nobody takes serious a man that is not stable emotionally. Nobody. Even no organization will take the fellow. Organizations will prefer that no matter what our employees are going through, yes, we are going to do whatever we can do to help, but then you must be able to manage challenges. When they are asking for qualifications, they will say that, yes, we know you are qualified academically, but part of what we are looking for is, can you manage pressure? Have you seen employers asking for that before? Can you manage pressure? Now, part of the thing you are going to benefit in engaging your thinking positively and in the word of God is that you will be able to manage diverse and unavoidable life pressures. There are many life pressures every day that we face. But by your thinking, you can look at it and say, this one I will overcome. The first winning method of David against Goliath is, you are too big. I can't miss you when I throw a stone at you. Did you get that? Others were saying, he's too big. We can't kill him. David said, no, he's too big. You know, when something is too big, there is no way, even if you close your eyes and you just throw your stone like this, you eat it. David said, no, he's too big. Once I eat it, I throw the stone, it will eat him. It is thinking. How do you see what you see? How do you see that mountain? How do you see that challenge? Do you see things and smile, or you see and cry? Do you see and say, oh, this one is impossible? Or you see and say, no, my God is evil. Let's move further because we are going somewhere. Number two, why is your thought so important? So that you can take it important and handle it as important as it is. Number two, because your thought is your life partner. Your thought is your life partner. Have you noticed that at times, or most times, not at times, when you are thinking, it's as if somebody is beside you, speaking to you. How many of you have experienced that before? It's like somebody is beside you. No, no, no. That one. No, that one won't work. No, no. This. Or not. That's thought. That's thought. And you see, when you are engaging your thought, you will be downloading either from God, from devil, or from yourself. Is your life partner. Nobody may be there when you sit down to think. Before anybody will carry out any action, it must have been thought over. Let's go. Number three. Because you become your thoughts. That's why your thought is so important. That's what you become. So you have to take it seriously. All this prayer, coming to church, doing this, doing that. Listen, one thing is the difference. Your thoughts. Your thoughts. Thank God for school. We've been there, we are out, we are here. I can tell you that there is more to certificate. There is more than certificate. There is more. There is more. If our great leaders who live in the 18th centuries, many of them are not privileged to go to school. They were self-made, self-readers. Yet, they write books for those of us who are now in school. Can you imagine that? Those who didn't go to school, they wrote books for those who go to school. How do you explain that? You see, as you think, that is around what time? Is it 3 a.m.? So what? Oh, I'm still on. No, I want to sleep small. What am I driving at? Watch what you watch. Because it will become your thoughts. So, God told Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. So as you read it in your mouth, as it gets on your lips, then it enters your mind or your heart. So that tells you the importance of reading or studying the Bible. Are you getting me? You can't think what you don't know. If I say you should think the word of God, if the word has not entered, how can you think it? You can't think it. If anyone is thinking suicide, it is because that is what he has been hearing all around. If he had encountered the word of God, then that mountain will have crushed in his mind. Let's run and close this teaching. He said, but thou shalt meditate. Now, the word is in your mouth, right? So from your mouth, it has get to your heart. Now, from your heart, what you have to do now that the word is in your heart is you now meditate. What is meditation? Thinking. Thinking. Now, from thinking the word, are we together, please? Because this is the vital part of this teaching. Getting yourself to think the word. Not any other thing. Now, as the word gets to your heart, and you are meditating it or you are thinking it, it will lead to something. What is it? Observation. See observation. Then as you are thinking, then you begin to see things differently. That is the power of thinking. You think truth. That's the power of thinking. You think true to break through. So as you meditate day and night, the Bible says, God told Joshua, that is where you will be able to observe and see opportunities and see what other eyes cannot see. So from thinking or meditation to observation, ability to see differently. Again, Benjamin Franklin quoted, if everybody is thinking the same way, then nobody is thinking. In other words, somebody has not engaged the word of God.
So as you observe to do what is written therein, what's the conclusion? For then you will make you yourself, not me, but you. What do? You make your way prosperous. You make your way prosperous. In other words, one way you can help yourself is by thinking.
I showed us last week how defeated the defeated devil is. That he doesn't have power. All that he's calling power today, man gave it to him. You see, remember, you need to listen to that message again. Again today from the word of God. The prayer you are bombarding God with, God do this, God do that, God do this and that. If you will meditate, you will observe, you will see way out, and you will make your way prosperous. Let's close. Finally, Romans chapter 8, verse 6. This is very important. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. So you are not just thinking anything. You don't say, they said we should think. So let me think. No. Romans 8, 6. Now we all rise to our feet. Let's close this teaching and let's read the word of God. Romans 8, 6. Open your own Bible. Get the truth for yourself. Can we all read together Romans 8, verse 6? One, two, go. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. In other words, NIV says, the mind of a sinful man is death. You think in your mind. Your mind is your thinking station. So the mind of a sinful man of a sinner, cannot think anything. But what, please? Death. But the mind controlled by the spirit is life and peace. As we close, I want to challenge you. Don't just pray. Think the word of God. Sit at the word of God. You see, don't just read your Bible for the sake of reading, so that when somebody asks you, did you do your devotional today? Yes, I did. And then they ask you, what did you read? And say, okay, let me wait. Let me go and open my phone. Okay, this is it. You know, that's why I used to ask us, what are you taking home from this lesson, from this teaching, from this class? And don't tell me what you write down in your note. Tell me what has sink into your mind. Because that is what you will think. Now, whatever you have written down, the next 10 years, you might not be able to go back and check it. But the one that has entered your mind will become part of your life. So this afternoon, I want to challenge every one of us. Begin to think the word of God. Begin to think solution. Help me tell your neighbor, begin to think solution. Maybe, let me tell your neighbor, maybe the solution our country is looking for is with you. Maybe you are the Joseph. Help us, oh. Or guy, think for us. Do you know that even our problem is many of us are not even thinking how to be a national solution? All we are just saying, Oluwa, just bless me with bread and butter, and I'm okay. Come on. Don't be like Joseph. Like Jacob. Don't be like Jacob. Jacob, God said, the plan I had, the covenant I made with your, I want to continue with you.
Sir, God is here and I don't know. Okay, sir, if you can give me food and give me good designer and I go and I come back, God, I will pay my tithes. You know, that looks like somebody's prayer here. God, if you can just bless me, that me and my family, we are okay. God, they say, no, you can't be okay. You are the Joseph of your generation. You should think nation solution. Listen, if you and I can engage the word of God, sir, to say, Father, can you solution the problem of country? But you know, instead of saying that, all we are doing is to complain and to abuse and to rain curses on our leaders. And then since we have been doing that, what's the result? Can somebody here just receive this understanding? That as you go from here, you want to go and sit down. They said there is fuel scarcity. What else, Lord? Where else is the solution? What can it be removed from water that can run car? Somebody didn't hear that. Science students, are we in the house? What is it that can be removed from water? What property is in the water that when that property is removed, it can run engine? Somebody is not thinking what I'm thinking. Engaging the word of God. And as you are thinking, you are also observing. I've just mentioned that now. You can see it. If it is, okay, granite oil, palm oil, it is oil. God, what can it, what property that is in granite oil or coconut oil or whatever oil, whether we remove that property or we add another property to it that we'll be able to run engine. Are you getting something here? That is how to become a man nations are looking for. Thinking the word, engaging the word. I didn't have time to show you how you need to apply this in every phase of your life, in your finance, in your health, as a student, like Daniel, who was 10 times better than other children that were schooled. Is that true? If it happened to Daniel, you can be the next Daniel. In a strange land. Can we close our eyes and say, Father, from now on, help me to become schooled in your word, a student of your word, and to start meditating and observing your word. Kiyaya, kiyaya, kiyaya. That by this word, I will learn to think through. Come on, pray. Pray. Where your mind has not been to, your leg cannot get there. Whatever you can think through, you can break through. Whatever you can think through, you can break through. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You know, the Bible talks about those lepers who sat at the gate of Samaria. I want to close us now. And the Bible says, in the city, they were not going. Even there is no food in their own city. They were only permitted to leave at the gate, at the city gate. Now, enemy are there, enemy had food. And they told themselves, we can't stay here. If we stay here, we're going to die. We can't go to our own seat. There is no food there. Sir, where was food? The camp of the enemy. They went there. What are they thinking? They want food. And in their, sir, if they had wanted to die, they won't go to the enemy's camp. They are not thinking death. They are thinking way out. Are you listening to me? In this nation, you can have it all. No matter what is happening in the nation, or any nation you are, you can have it. You can live in abundance. It is as you are thinking. That is the result of the product of your life. Sama, I challenge you. No matter the health crisis in your family, tell yourself, I will live long. And I will live elderly. I will be fine. Engage the word of God and watch your lifestyle. Am I making sense? I will live healthily. I'm not part of those that will be going in and coming out of hospital. Tell yourself, if people used to die untimely in my family, not me. Say to yourself, not me. Say louder. Say louder. As you think it, so you have it. And then you are engaging the word of God. Lift up your voice and begin to thank the Lord for his word. Give him praise, give him glory. Exalt him. Magnify him and glorify him. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Thinking your way to victory. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Now tell yourself that, Father, from now on, I will begin to think your word. I will engage the word in my thinking. I will engage the word. I will engage the word. I will engage the word. I will be blessed of the Lord. I will be victorious in all my ways. I will, as I think the word, I will become what the word says that I am. In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray.